This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Paul and Carini investigated by Child Protective Services. Plus, Ashley and Jay, is the divorce off again? The evidence they've reunited. Straight ahead on 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, 90 Day Fiancé fans. Welcome to the show that covers all the week's hottest 90 Day Fiancé news headlines. Thank you so much for tuning in. A ton of you are already joining the live chat, telling us your opinions, and we will be checking in with you in just a minute. My name is Christy Olson, and please welcome my co-host. You know her from all the AfterBuzz 90 Day After shows. Hello, Linda Antwee.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
You know, I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
I'm too. I get excited. Wednesday is kind of my fave day of the week to sit down and chat with you and all of the awesome people in our live chat who we were just talking to. I lost a little bit of Wi-Fi for the moment, but we're going to check back in with you guys in just a sec. Make sure you hit that subscribe button because we give you 90 Day Fiancé news every single day. And there are some major hot topics to discuss. Are Eric and Larissa coming back to the show, like as actual cast members? And what is Akini's issue with Benjamin? She took him to task this week. But first, that huge news on Carini and Paul that dropped this week. Linda,
yeah.
What are the details here?
So CPS report leaked from Kentucky, and it was first reported on Soap Dish that a source in law enforcement in Louisville leaked a copy of the final CPS report. And guys, the backstory to this is Carini posted a video. Mm-hmm. Fans didn't like how dirty the house seemed, and there were bags everywhere, and Carini seemed upset. She wanted an outfit out of the bag, and her and Paul were kind of bickering. So more than one fan, called CPS and said that they were worried about Pierre and that they didn't have the specific address, but they thought that they should go and look into it. And because CPS is involved, they had to investigate. So the police found the right address, realized it was a 90-day TLC couple, and realized it was a fan who, quote-unquote,
was concerned.
Concerned, but they also said, like, a crazy 90-day fan. That's what is coming out of this police report. Mm-hmm. And so they were completely exonerated.
Yes, 100%.
100%, no problem found, and the police are unlikely to go back there. Nor CPS, because they realize that it's sometimes probably going to just be the fans that are concerned, quote unquote.
Yeah, or maybe even just trying to cause a little bit of trouble for these two. And
right.
This happened, correct me if I'm wrong, in like late July when they were packing for the tell-all,
yes,
right?
Correct. So they were packing for the tell-all in New York City, and that leads on to more of this story, right? So once on set, Carini actually was suffering from postpartum disease, and so she was going through, you know, that type of depression, and she seemed that she was not quite stable.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had a psychiatrist on board, and she wasn't allowed to air.
Yeah, so these are all the leaks that came from Soap Dirt this
yeah.
week, right, about
mm-hmm.
the tell-all. They're saying that Carini was so incredibly upset and inconsolable,
mm-hmm.
Kind of the fallout from the CPS investigation
mm-hmm.
that happened just before, that she was so distraught that she was not allowed on camera. I think this is the first time I've heard of a psychiatrist ever being on the set, but that has been reported pretty widely,
mm-hmm.
and that several of the cast members ended up chatting with him for a time. But don't they say Carini was even held back at some point when she tried to go be on air?
That I didn't hear, but I mean, it would make sense,
mm-hmm.
part of this story.
It would. So what do we make of this? What do we think is really going on here, especially if CPS has gone in and said, hey, this is a safe home for little Pierre?
Yeah, I think, I mean, she's a new mom, right? So
yeah.
New mom and having people who you don't know reporting on you, it could be traumatic for anyone, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, more than that, it's the move to America. Maybe for some of you who don't know, I think people who don't want to be spoiled probably aren't watching this show.
Yeah.
You want to wait on that, just FYI out there. But they have moved to America and they are settled in Louisville, mm-hmm. where he lived before.
Yeah.
So who knows what's really going on here? The postpartum stuff, again, that came from a leak from a source on set to Soap Dirt.
Yep.
So we can only assume that that may be the case just from what we see of her. They're very careful about social media now.
Yeah.
They post very little and it's just a lot of photos. And I can only imagine that that's probably because they're not trying to get another bogus visit from CPS.
Well, that, and I think that they've probably learned from posting what they should and shouldn't post or can and cannot post, considering that all eyes are on them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Do you think that this hurts their chances of continuing to be on the show?
Not at all.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, not I don't all. Know if they've Paul's become...
Paul's good TV.
Well, I guess he has always been as much of a liability probably as he yeah. is now, and yeah. they've continued to sign them on.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the point where fans are calling CPS...
Yeah, but they were completely exonerated. So I don't think that that's on them. I think that's on the fans who decided, oh, maybe, you know, their living standards weren't up to what they thought they should be. Mm-hmm. But there was no problem. So mm-hmm. I don't think that that should change anything for they're filming or what they're doing.
Right. And we are going to talk a little bit more about the cast mental health in a bit when we discuss Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody's probably chomping at the bit to get to this Ashley and Jay thing, right? Because I just about, my jaw hit the floor this morning, you guys, when I'm going through Jay and Ashley's Instagram. Oh, Ashley was at a party last night. Okay Magazine. Awesome. Ooh, she posed with Christian Estrada. How juicy. Wait a minute. Jay is at the same party posing with the same reality stars. This all went down at PhD Rooftop in New York City for OK Magazine. Ashley talked to the reporters there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like Jay walked the red carpet, but it's possible we haven't seen the photos yet. And the two were never photographed together. However, they were definitely at the same party at probably about the same time. Talking to the same people. Do you think that they have gotten back together? Linda, Kayla was nowhere in sight. And I like Kayla. I'm kind of team Kayla. But she, Jay's new GF, by the way, was nowhere to be found.
I don't think that they're back together. But, I mean, she did post in her Insta stories. Question was, are you over your ex? And she has the emoji, like, not talking. So she can be definitely fueling the rumor out there that they're back together.
Or she could be talking about Christian Estrada, who she was very coy with him too and posted a little kind of just a video and a picture of like, hey, we're here together, or we're both here, not here together, we are here both at the party.
Yeah.
And on top of that, this is the kicker on that one, Jay posted a photo where he was kind of creeping up on Christian, total joke, they were both in on it, and he was like, I have my eye on you, dude. So, which ex is Ashley talking about?
Yeah, but do you think that she would call Christian her ex?
I mean, we don't know the extent of their relationship. Mm-hmm. I still believe it was mostly for publicity and it was nothing. But, again, Ashley likes to play with us. You know. Okay, I was just telling some of the After Buzzers this. I don't want to make us sound too self-important. You know, I know the world doesn't revolve around Christy, but I can only help but wonder that maybe, you know, last night Ashley was like, you know, this is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé news tomorrow.
Okay.
What wow. do you think, chat roll? We are back wow. live, hooked into the chat roll. They are chatting away. Hey, Victoria from Sacramento, Deanna, Missa Pink, Vicky Atkinson, Deborah, Eva, Boohoo. Oh my gosh, we have got everybody chatting in the live chat. You guys have to tell us what you think. Have Ashley and Jay reunited? Am I jumping to conclusions here? Look, this is a couple who have filed for divorce twice before. So they have reconciled multiple times. They have admittedly faked breakups and makeups in the past.
So, Chrissy, do you think they're back together?
I would not have said this 24 hours ago, but I do believe it's a possibility, yes.
I don't think they're back together. I just don't believe it.
Then why were no other 90 Day cast members at this party?
I mean, I don't have the answer to that, but just being at a party doesn't make you back together. At the same party.
No, but if you are that embattled with someone, last we heard of this, Ashley was filing for divorce. She said Jay wouldn't sign off. He was after her money and that he's banging all these chicks and that he was with them when he was with her and all these things. Would you go hang out at a party that your ex, who you said did all those things to you, was at?
Yeah, but you know what? Like Diana says in the chat, nah, they're just trying to get more money. I think that anything that keeps you in the public eye, especially for reality TV, mm-hmm. I think that anything that you do that you like now, like us, we're questioning and talking about it, that's good publicity. So,
well, Valentina thinks they faked every breakup, which means that maybe they've never broken up. Maybe they've been together this entire time. That's probably a stretch.
That's a huge stretch.
That's a huge stretch. And I'm sure Kayla would take us to task on that one. I am team Jay and Kayla. But, you know, gives us a lot of headlines if Jay and Ashley reunite. That's not the only headlines that Jay was making this week, though. Are they still cracking us up? Oh, they are, but it's a little NSFW, so you guys are going to have to check in the live chat for that one. But not the only thing to talk about with Jay this week. He posted this photo of his official U.S. employment card.
Yeah.
So we've wondered about his immigration status, which he hasn't said a word about, since Ashley claimed that she wouldn't sign off on his immigration. He was locked up by ICE for over a month, but he's been out now for quite a while, living, working here in the U.S. We've wondered, how is this possible? Well, we now know he is official. He is legit. Look at that. Although he takes a little exception to his picture there in the ID, which I just say, you know, welcome to America. That's how it goes.
I mean, yeah, your picture's new, your picture. Now, I think that that's his employment card, and I think that his employer probably sponsored him because I don't think that that is necessarily, and I haven't looked up close at it yet, but I will. If that's necessarily a permanent residency card. So that should be interesting to find out.
Yeah, because this is, so an employment authorization is what they issue to people when their immigration status is pending. Like if you're, I don't know, fighting a court battle or getting divorced or just got out of ICE custody. Like if things are up in the air a little bit, you can still get one of these and keep working, right?
Well, there's different things. So you can get sponsored visa, which allows you to work for that specific company.
So do you think it's possible that Ego at Ego Inc. made this happen for Jay?
Correct, is what I'm saying, because a permanent residency card is different. It means that you're now allowed to live here legally as a permanent resident and also work. So there are two separate things, right? So I don't think this card that he has here, because I'm looking at it now, it says just employment authorization. I think that that is, he can work in the U.S. legally now.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's a permanent resident of the U.S., though.
Right.
Which are two different things. If he ever stops working for the company that sponsored him, then he won't have an authorization.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Cool. And he was talking about going on a tattoo tour. So I don't think he'll be quitting Ego Inc. anytime soon. And to answer your question in the chat, Estella, the party that Jay and Ashley attended was an OK Magazine party. They just do these things. They invite a lot of stars. They do a little red carpet and get interviews and that kind of a thing to celebrate New York Fashion Week, which I believe ends today. You know, that's not really our realm. The fashion stuff, I am rocking my best Cher Horowitz today, but that has nothing to do with Akini and Benjamin. Let's talk about this. So we are watching, this is I think the latest cast or the latest couple that we've met, right, on any of the franchises, and we don't know a ton about them so far, but we do know that Akini was ticked off after this week's episode aired. She went in on TLC and Benjamin about the way that her family was portrayed. She said they are very friendly and they were very welcoming to Benjamin, but that's not the way that it played out. She also took Benjamin to task for not defending them. She said, he was welcomed with open arms by my family, but Benjamin probably won't say that online. He wants to look like the innocent one. So they maintain that they're still together, but it certainly seems like there's some trouble in paradise. He responded in a really sketchy way. He still refused to back up her family, but he did post on Insta stories and say, Akini was very, she was very hospitable. She met me at the airport, blah, 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 but still would not say anything about her family. Why doesn't he just say something nice and make his girl happy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yes, it says, Christy, you are slaying your outfit today.
Oh.
I think that...
Fished for that one. Gotcha, Amy. Thank you.
I think that with this latest episode, he comes across as culturally insensitive. Mm-hmm. I think that she tried to lay out, because there are a lot of traditions in African culture, and I think she tried to lay out some of them for him. And if you guys haven't seen the episode yet, then yeah, I'm going to be spoiling it a little bit. But he meets her mom and walks right past her, and it's considered completely rude. And so I think that after seeing this week's episode, it could come across as if her family was rude, but it was the cultural differences on each end, him not knowing and not understanding, and then perhaps the editing, that I think both parties come across as, there's a little disconnect here, because you don't understand it and he doesn't understand your ways. So I think that that's basically what happened.
Well, Nakini wasn't happy with the energy that he brought either. Like, she wanted him to be excited and really, I think, seem happy and accepting of the family when he met them.
Yeah.
Which, like, she was like, get your, what did she say? Enthusiasm. Like, yeah, come on, bring up the energy.
Yeah. which is true. Which is what I'm saying, is that he walked in the house and I think he was so nervous that he just bolted to Fidel to sit down, but he missed introducing everyone that was waiting for him and all of that. So.
Absolutely. Oh man, we have some folks joining us all the way from Brazil in the live chat. I love to hear that. You guys got to let us know what you think. Missa Pink said, Ben seemed like the kind of person who gets embarrassed and quiet. Instead of admitting his own mistakes, he goes silent about it, hoping it fades out.
Yeah,
ooh, I see that's a really good observation. I think you may be right. Giovanni agrees.
Apple Bear,
I think he was planning to greet the mom, but blacked out from the nerves.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that he was just so nervous that he forgot all the things that he was supposed to do.
He just clammed up.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna give you a pass on this one, Benjamin, even though Akini didn't. But you better get that enthusiasm up, dude. And on a completely different note, I don't think this is the place to make a cutesy segue. I said before that we were going to talk a little bit more about the mental health of the cast members. Mm-hmm. And Larissa definitely brought up that conversation this week. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So she talked about her mental health struggles. And she's saying in this article that it was triggered by her first domestic violence arrest.
Yeah.
And she basically said that it triggered a bout of depression, and that a lot of the times when she was filming back then with Colt, she was completely depressed. She was on painkillers, and she was so depressed, like, her body ached. And fast forward, it's something that she's now dealing with. Yeah, so speaking openly about her mental health on social media Wednesday, Larissa stated that she'd seek ways to numb the pain even when filming 90 Day Fiancé. I was devastated, emotionally exhausted, and my entire body ached from depression, she wrote in a since-deleted Instagram post. So, you know, this was a
quick post and delete, guys.
Yeah, so this is something that she is saying that she's dealing with, and it leads into a lot of her rebranding herself. I think that she's really trying to find who she is and deal with her emotional issues and some of the trauma that she feels that she's gone through.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. What really stood out to me in that article was her admitting that Discovery Media, who owns, is part of TLC and mm-hmm. the production company and the whole thing, is paying for her treatment.
As
she said,
they
are providing her treatment. That is major, because if you remember a couple weeks ago, Fernanda posted a Q&A, and she has said this many times, actually, saying that producers and the show abandoned her when she was suicidal, that they'd offered her no help, that they knew she was struggling, that they knew that she was depressed and didn't care. So this comment from Larissa seems like a very deliberate thing to put out there to say, hey, no, TLC, Discovery Media, we care about the cast and their mental health.
And I think that things too may or may not have changed, because we've talked about mental health earlier in our show with Karini,
yeah,
and them having a psychiatrist. So maybe that's something that they recently implemented because the show has gotten so big, mm-hmm. and, you know, the cast need to be supported. And if you know, providing mental health care is necessary, then that should be something that's available to them. Absolutely. I'm 1,000% on board with that.
I do want to point out, in the history of reality TV, and I watch a lot of reunions and things that get pretty nasty, you've never heard of having to have a psychiatrist on set, that means that this stuff is pretty heavy. But yeah. I mean, Larissa usually has Eric there for her, but there were some questions about that too amongst this admission, right?
Yeah. So I guess the question out there, and I just don't believe it. I'm having a hard time believing it, that Larissa and Eric have broken up or temporarily parted ways.
So it was like a hot sec over the weekend.
Yeah.
When she hid all the photos of him from her Instagram. Yeah. And they reportedly unfollowed each other. She says it didn't happen. Fans caught it. It was short-lived. And if you go back to her Insta now, it's questionable.
Well, he's still on her Insta. It's not as much as before.
The pics are back. But her whole profile has had a rehaul.
Yes. She's rebranding herself. For what's next, I don't know. But I definitely know that she's really trying to make sure that she has a specific look.
Well, because she got rid of everything from pre-Eric. So everything from before mid-March. That includes all show-related things, yeah. Anything related to Mr. Colty.
Yeah, but I mean, if that has triggered her issues of depression and all of that, then yeah, wipe that clean.
Mm-hmm. She's looking for a fresh start, and she's looking good. And she also just had to had a little court hearing, mm-hmm. kind of a keeping up with the plea sentencing, where the judge said that she's checking off the boxes as far as community service, mm-hmm. domestic violence courses, all of that. And so she stays on track.
Yeah, she's
got another
around.
Check in December, but that charge is going to be reduced to a misdemeanor. So.
Yeah, she's not messing around. And are we going to talk about the fact that perhaps she and Eric may be on a new installment of 90 Day Fiancé? Happily Ever After?
Yes. Soap Dirt More with the leaks this week. They claim that amongst all this unfollowing each other, etc., that Larissa and Eric are in talks to sign on to Happily Ever After, which I thought was odd.
Yeah.
I guess they're not close enough to making it down the aisle to even do before the 90 days.
Yeah, but it would have to be the before the 90 days because they're not married. Happily Ever After is what's happening after now you've gotten married.
I don't think so. I think the idea could be that it's Larissa's Happily Ever After with Eric now that she has left Colt, and the fans of that show specifically know her and Eric. That's where we got to know Eric. And I mean, honestly, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me either, but I think it could be justified. And again, with these casts, it sort of just seems like whoever is ready to film and whose storyline goes with the production timing is the only factors in which spinoff they end up on.
Yeah, I don't think that... yeah, we'll see. I think maybe, too, they might have their own spinoff. Hey, Rita, I'm all here, and I will go back to bed later on this evening, but thank you for being so concerned.
And Diana is right along with us reading the rumors. She said she brought up the other one, that the therapist actually spent some time with Corey as well at the tell-all.
Yeah. I would see, you know, with his dad passing and all the stuff that's coming out with Evelyn, I think that would be important.
Absolutely, it would. And some folks that we definitely aren't going to see on that one. I always have to think which show everyone's actually on. I feel like I know them all so well and know everything that's going on with any of them. But if you went, like, if I had to do a lightning round, which spinoff are they actually on? It would take me a second.
No, that spinoff.
So now we're going to talk a little bit about Tom, Darcy, Jesse, who have appeared on several of the different shows anyway. Sorry, I just wanted to check back in with the live chat. So Tom issued a little challenge to Jesse after Jesse threw some criticism his way after the whole fake Insta, you know, luxury lifestyle mm-hmm. post.
Yep.
And Jesse criticized Tom, and Tom responded with, "Hey, dude, let's get in the ring and fight this out. Stop hiding behind your camera like we are going to do this." Jesse still has not responded. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
But Jesse says he was forced to take legal action over all this craziness. He was responding to a fan today on Twitter who said, "Dude, you would deserve a reward for having to deal with crazy Darcy all the time, whatever." I can't say I agree with that. You're looking at the tweet right here. Jesse's response, probably a bit overkill. He said, "My award would be for her to stop stalking me and pretending I want anything to do with her. It's so disturbing my lawyer had to put a stop to it." Come on, dude. We know you didn't sick any lawyers on Darcy. We know there was no reason to. And Darcy, please, she is so busy being fabulous. She's the one that's still on TV. She is out there running for Max some cover girl, and I don't think we haven't heard her say the name Jesse for a long time.
We haven't, and I think that Jesse has to remember that she's the only one keeping him relevant. So
exactly.
For his extra response and the lawyer, who are you sending the exact lawyer letter to? Are you sending it to Darcy specifically? Are you sending it to TLC? I'd like to see the receipts. Thank you.
That's what I thought too. Like, if there was a letter, just put the letter out publicly.
Yeah.
Let's see the letter, Equinox man.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, what the heck was Tim doing on Instagram Live this week, Linda? Tell us about this.
I got an alert that Tim was going live, and I was like, let me check out what he's doing. He's going live with John, and we all remember John, British John.
Rachel's John.
Yes, and I guess Tim had a few technical difficulties, because I captured a screen grab, and you could see that John is clearly there, and people were excited to see what these two were going to be talking about, but Tim couldn't see John, Tim couldn't hear John. He did a lot of stop starts, and then finally I was like, I don't have time for this. I think maybe you should have worked that out before you went live.
He's trying to do the most, and I have to, Tim is, and I have to say, I don't hate it. He's embracing reality TV stardom. He's admitted he always wanted it, and he's not being gross about it.
I love that he's super interactive with all his fans and followers and all of that. I think that he takes things with a grain of salt, and he can also laugh at himself, and I think that that's important in reality TV for sure.
Our chat roll is still talking about Jesse, Darcy, and Tom. Rita said, Darcy is fabulous AF. Agreed. Missus said, Jesse is so dramatic. You stepped on my shoe. Ooh, Vicky thinks that Tom is emotionally abusing Darcy. Wow, that's a big one. And Diane said, oh, Jesse just trying to stay relevant. Ooh, but Stephanie thinks that Darcy is the desperate one.
Yeah, I'm Team Darcy.
You guys are all across the board tonight. I like it. Well, let's see if you remember Molly from way back in the day. Do you remember Molly and Luis, her young man?
Molly.
They got married kind of out of nowhere, without telling any of us. And that marriage broke up very, very quickly. He's now married to another woman here in America. It's been years since we've seen them on the show. Mm-hmm. But Molly, who was a reality star to begin with before that, had her own show, continues to maintain her relevancy with Livvy Ray Bras,
So that, all of that stuff.
Sorry.
So Molly and Cynthia were in New York for Fashion Week, and they were just killing the game. This is her partner, at Livvy Ray, and also her partner from her previous reality show. So if you recognize her, you should recognize her from that show as well. And I think the show was called Double D's.
Yeah. Double Divas.
Double Divas or Double D's? You Double Divas.
We're looking at the photo of the double. It's too much. We can't think.
But
Molly still looks good. We'll keep it at that.
She looks amazing, and they have a lot of fun. It was almost like a theme thing. So when I first saw this, and people were commenting, they thought because the picture was a little grainy, that it was Darcy. So she's pulling up the blonde vibes, you know.
Oh, I could see how they would make that mistake.
Yeah, and it was actually Molly, and she looks great. And then in this one here, too, it's a little bit more well-lit. But they had a blast during Fashion Week in New York City, definitely promoting their bra brand, Livvy Ray, and just having a great time. So it was really good to see that Molly was out and about. And, you know, she made some news last week about being on Pillow Talk with Cynthia. So we'll see if that comes through as well.
Yeah, I read that as just her kind of baiting. I think after everybody got the attention for being on Pillow Talk, she posted this thing. It was like, hey, wouldn't you like to see me and my partner on Pillow Talk? So not so sure that that's actually going to happen this season. But I think was in response. And all of this really partying it up and making sure that she lets everyone know that Livvy Ray Bras is still going is because they were sued.
Yes. So that's the other part of this. So they were sued for $30,000 by their old landlord. Mm-hmm. And apparently on July 7th was the last day for them to... They were served on July 7th, and they were supposed to respond within 7 days, and they did not. So on July 24th, judgment was put in because neither her nor Cynthia responded to this $30,000 apparently that they owe in back rent. Mm-hmm. So that was the default judgment was 30,000.
Yeah, and she has not commented on that. Usually they're not allowed to comment on mm-hmm. court cases. Mm-hmm. And the actual brick and mortar store has moved to another location. So yep. it's not that they've shut down.
Nope, not at
and
all.
And again, you know, if New York Fashion Week has anything to show for it, apparently they are still doing well. The live chat, though, wants to reminisce a little bit on Luis and what a, quote, D-bag he is. That one came from Giovanni. Yeah, and they're wondering about the getup there at New York Fashion Week and what Molly was really wearing. Diana said, I'm not liking that outfit. And Stephanie reminds us, you know, Molly, I like her, but she made her own bed with Luis. And Jen said, no on the pigtails. All right. Well, I'll take that personal style note just for the future.
I won't. I'll wear pigtails all day long. Why not?
From the chat roll. And before we let you guys go, I love this convo. So let's just keep it going. You guys have to weigh in on this one, too. We are going to play a little game of Do We Ship It? All right, we are going to give you one of the couples, actually, that we've spoken about on the show today and tell you, do we ship these two out like they are headed for a breakup or are they shipped for life, as in relationshiped? It's a lot of words. Maybe don't take a shot every time we say the word ship or you'll be in trouble. Let's
or
talk,
do.
Or do. And also make sure you're giving us your thoughts. Do you ship Ben and Akini? Linda?
So, I am going to ship them out. Ooh. And not because I don't like these two as a couple. I think they're entertaining, but I think that their cultures are so different that I'm not sure that her father is actually going to give the blessing to them to move forward. For those of you who have watched this week, for her father not to show up is a big deal. It's a really, really big deal in African culture because he is the head of the household. Mm-hmm. So whatever he was doing, whether he was busy at work, didn't feel like he was coming, whatever the case may be, he didn't show up for something that he knew this man who she never brings any other guy home. She made that very, very, very clear. For the dad not to show up is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're going to make it. And not because they don't want to be together, but because her father is not going to allow it.
Okay, well, it shines a little bit of light on it for us. I'm going to ship these two out as well, but I think that they're still together right now. I'm buying that. Like, I think that this is working a little bit, and really their whole relationship seems very retro 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of surprised they don't really have the drama or the craziness going on that we're kind of more used to now with 90 Day Fiancé, so not sure we will be seeing much of them on the show again in the future.
And I think that that's why we didn't get introduced to them till very late in the season. So.
Right. So I think they're still sticking it out for right now, but mm-hmm. she's clearly not happy with him. There's something going on with her and his family, and she has made it clear that she's very close to her family. She cares very much what they think and say. And I mean, I give this one a couple more weeks and then they'll be bye-bye.
Yep. I think that, they're not going to make it. Oh, well.
Yeah, Akini will be fine.
She will absolutely be fine. And Benjamin will be fine, too.
She will. Let's check in with our friends. Oh, Luna said Ben can't afford her. Estella's shipping him out. Oh, Giovanni's shipping him out. They're still being a little scared by Molly's look back there. Diana said Akini keeps talking about how white he is. And Luna's right. He can't pay for her. She thinks white dudes are rich. I don't peg her as a gold digger. I'm not sure that's what she's after. No. I think she likes just the fact that he's completely different.
Yeah.
That she's maybe going to shock everybody a little bit with this, that it's something unlike what she's ever had before.
Yeah.
I think she might be a little more mischievous than we have gotten to know so far.
Yeah, I think that it's different. And, you know, anything different is always going to be interesting. So I think that she is probably exploring whether that's something that she wants and having fun in the meantime.
Well, a chat roll thinks she is just not that into him. I guess we will all have to stay tuned to find out.
Yep.
And also make sure that they're staying tuned into AfterBuzz Reality TV, right?
Guys, please do. We have so much reality here. 90 Day, you know, we have all that. We have all the Bachelorette stuff and Bachelor stuff. We just cover it all here. And if you're not into reality shows, we do drama. We have a pilot review shows where all the new latest and greatest shows, we cover the pilot and let you know if it's worth actually moving on and watching them. Everything and anything, we have it here right at AfterBuzz TV. So please make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Join us in our live chats. Make sure you give us 5 stars if you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, thumbs up here over on YouTube. Whatever the case may be, come join us. We love hearing from you guys and we love reaching out to you guys. And we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah, I like that. And if they're already tuned in and chatting in the live chat, they should hang around, right?
Yep, absolutely. Please do, because we have the Family Chantel. We have the finale this week that we're covering. We have 90 Days the Other Way. And happily... See, I was going to say happily after because you said it. And then we have 90 Day... So I said the other way and before, yes, before the 90 Days and the Family Chantel.
Join Linda and her crew for all those after shows tonight. Thank you guys all so much for chatting with us. I'm going to stick around for a minute and talk to all of you. We love it. If you are not joining us live, if you've caught us a little bit later in the week, please do come join us Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific right here on AfterBuzz Reality TV. Mm-hmm. And watch 90 Day Fiancé News daily every single day right here too. So make sure you're hitting that subscribe button. You guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports with any thoughts on the 90 Day cast.
Guys, and I'm at Linda So Girly all across social media.
And we will be back next week with more 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.